Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the God-man who gave His life on the cross of Calvary, who died, who rose from the dead, and now lives today in the hearts and in the lives of His people. Let me tell you, this is just part of the good news, and you're going to be hearing plenty about Him in the next half hour. Hannah, greetings to you, kiddo. It's nice to have you listening. Aaron and Brittany, hello to you. Kristen and Brittany, different family, also listening to We Kids, hello to you. Honesty Maria, I'm praying for you, sweet kid. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Zosia, hello to you. Rachel and Melissa, greetings to you, young ladies. You're never too old to listen to We Kids. Vera, Peter, Luke, Kevin, Paul, David, and Tina, I know you've been listening for a long, long time, and it's good to have you listening right now to We Kids. Bo Aaron, greetings to you. Isabella, hello to you. Mark, I am glad that you love to listen to We Kids, and I love you too. I truly, truly do, big guy. Deborah, it's good to have you listening. Dana, hello to you. And hi to you too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, when someone dies, it's a very sad time. So what would it be like to have someone interrupt a funeral to talk to the dead person? Not good. Unless the one who stops the funeral is the maker of life. This really happened, and it had a good ending. Find out what it was in the next few minutes.
And Jesus said, if anyone would come after me.
This is We Kids.
If anyone would come after me.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
He must deny himself and take his cross up daily. Ready? And follow me. That's Luke chapter 9, verse 23. All right, down again. If anyone would come after me. If anyone would come after me. He must deny himself and take his cross up daily and follow me. That's Luke chapter 9, verse 23. All right, have a run. Slowly. Just a slow run. Fast. Backwards slowly. Can you sing it? If anyone would come after me. Woo-hoo. If anyone would come after me. Ah. He must deny himself and take his cross up daily. And follow me. Again, follow. And follow me. Where's it from? You say it. It's Luke
chapter 9, verse 23. Thank you so much, Colin Buchanan. What a wonderful way to get started in We Kids. Yes, and the music has a message, too. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. In case you forgot, let me give you these words of the Lord Jesus Christ once again. And Jesus was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Youngster, those are difficult words because it's not an easy thing to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. It means turning from your sin. The Bible says all of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. And the Bible says before we come to Christ, we are dead in our sins. But He changes that so that we're dead to sin and alive in Christ. And all that is to say, we need to follow Jesus. That's the very clear message of the Lord Jesus Christ and the message of We Kids as well. Now, what is this about Jesus interrupting a funeral? That's next.
2,000 years ago, Jesus lived in the Middle East.
Jesus' love is as real today as it was years ago. You can count on the Lord Jesus Christ. And speaking about years ago, let's go to the New Testament and read more about Jesus interrupting a funeral. This is based on Luke chapter 7. Jesus went to a town called Nain. His followers and a large crowd were traveling with him. When he came near the town gate, he saw a funeral. A mother, who was a widow, had lost her only son. A large crowd from the town was with the mother while her son was being carried out. When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her. Jesus said to her, "Don't cry." He went up to the coffin and touched it. The men who were carrying it stopped. Jesus said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to talk. Then Jesus gave him back to his mother. All the people were gripped by fear. They began praising God. They said, "A great prophet has arisen among us. God has visited his people." This news about Jesus spread through all Judea and into the places around there. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember, Psalm 63:3. "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise thee."
Praise the Lord in the holy place. Praise him in the firmament. Praise the Lord for his mighty acts. Praise him for his excellence. Trumpet, tell of peace.
praise God for His loving kindness, for His awesome power. He is the maker of life and the giver of life, so that when we're dead in our sins, dead in our trespasses, just as dead as that young man in the coffin. And so Jesus, as it were, stops the funeral of our lives and says, "Arise," and gives us that wonderful gift of new life. Is there any wonder why we praise Him? And that's exactly what we're doing here during We Kids. Can you tell that I love the Lord Jesus Christ with my whole heart? And I pray that you love Him too, that you have been made alive in Christ. Can't do it on your own any more than you can come back from being dead. But the Maker of life, God Himself, brings us back from death. The Lord Jesus Christ brings us back from being dead in our sins, dead in our transgressions, and instead we're alive in Christ. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. Excuse my enthusiasm. And now we move on to... it's leaking out. I can't help it. We move on to our wonderful We Kids March. And I need some March leaders. Rachel... David, Rachel, Joshua, Grace, Caleb, Jedediah, Josiah, Abigail, Faith, and Hannah. Mr. Nick is picking Rachel to be March leader in this family. Look at the big smiles on this young lady here. Winnie of Winnie, Maggie, and JP. Mr. Nick is picking you, sweet kid, to be March leader right there. Yes, you can be the leader, sweetheart. Yes, you just put those knees up high. Don't even look behind you. Maggie and JP will be following. Over here, Caitlin, how would you like to be March leader? You are picked. And Mark, I know you can do this, big guy. Doesn't make any difference how old you are. You're one of my best friends, did you know that? And I'm picking you as March leader. One more, Caleb of Caleb, Leanna, and Melody. Papa, can you carry baby Melody? And Caleb over here is going to be the March leader. Leanna, I'll have to pick you some other day, but the Caleb kid is the March leader here. Mama, Papa, please help me out with this. You know, I'd love to pick a March leader in each family, but just because of time, I can't do that. So if I've not mentioned one in your family, will you please pick a March leader for me? And you know the rules to our wonderful We Kids March? Okay, then let's march! And they're off. Talk about a happy band and a bunch of happy... kids here. Does this make you a band of kids? Our wonderful We Kids March. Vera, Peter, Luke, Kevin, Paul, David, and Tina. Good marching in this thing. It seems like you can grow and march at the same time over the years. Huh? Hello, Hannah. Hello, Zachary. Hello, Cameron, you sweet little kiddo. Yeah, you're catching on to this. Come on, Honesty Maria. You can march in this thing. Come on, dear. Atta girl. Hello, Hannah. Hello, Dustin and Vanessa. Here comes Mark and Sarah. And the big Mark. Yeah, you're doing fine, big guy. Dana, nice marching. Kristen, watch out for the trombone players back there. Yeah, I think they can mix fun and marching at the same time. Jade, Ariana, Heidi, Eliza, Darcy, Bethany, and Mika. Nice marching. Gently now for a moment or two here. Not quite so high on the knees. Easy does it. Cora, easy does it. Listen to the music. Hello, Brandon. All right, Becky. Ready to put those knees up high? Bo Aaron, you're an excellent marcher. Here comes Deborah. Oh, pardon me. Debbie. Nice marching in our wonderful We Kids March. All the way to the end now. Anna, you're doing great. Here comes David, fourth time around. Michael, great marching. Cassidy and Carolyn, I like the way you girls march. With enthusiasm. Zosia, nice marching. Isabella, howdy. Thomas, howdy to you too. Ashley, great marching. Hello, Benjamin. Hello, Samantha. Hello, Agnes. Hello, Isaiah. How are the cows doing there? Cows, don't march while you're being milked. Joyce, great marching all the way to the end of our wonderful We Kids March. Oh, you kids are terrific marchers, and you may be seated. Wee Kid stickers, not the weed kind of stickers, are next. Stay tuned, youngster.
We're all seeds in God's garden, growing in His light. He's shining down upon us to lead us and to guide. He brings the living water. He feeds us with the word that all our deeds and actions glorify.
Matthew chapter 13 music on We Kids. Did you understand that? Matthew chapter 13, verse 24, Jesus presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed tares, that is, weeds, also among the wheat, and went away. But when the wheat sprang up and bore grain, then the tares became evident also." So now there's good wheat and bad weeds or tares growing side by side or together in the same field. Jesus, in his parable, says, "Let them grow together." You, youngster, know that you're not supposed to be a weed kind of a kid. If you're going to please God, you need to be a wheat kind of a kid, a useful, God-honoring kind of a kid. So that's what that little song is about, in case you were wondering, based on Matthew chapter 13, beginning with verse 24. Mr. Nick with We Kids. Benjamin, it's yours.
He made the trees and he made me, because he is, yes, he is King of Kings. He made the sun, He's the one, only God, loving God, King of Kings. No other could there be as great as He. We praise no one but Thee, King of Kings. Je t'aime, King of Kings.
If you're a French-speaking youngster, you know that je t'aime means I love you, King of Kings. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. God does all things well, doesn't He?
Mm-hmm. It's a great beautiful world God made for you and me. It's a great big, it's a beautiful world, it's a beautiful sight to see. When you're happy, the love of Jesus shines so bright, it makes this great big beautiful world a super beautiful sight.
I used to pout, but now I shout.
It's a great big beautiful world.
I used to fear, but now I cheer.
It's a great big beautiful world. When you're happy, the love of Jesus shines so bright, it makes this great big beautiful world a super beautiful sight.
That's 'cause they all were made by the Father for us to enjoy, so we could have life and have it more abundantly.
But ghosts and goblins, spooks and witches scare me to death.
That's 'cause they all were made by the devil, the master of death. But God said he's got no power here, 'cause Jesus, he's the leader of our gang. You know that?
It's a great, big, beautiful world. It's a beautiful sight to see. When you're happy, the love of Jesus shines so bright. It makes this great, big, beautiful world a super beautiful sight.
I was sad, but now I'm glad.
It's a great, big, beautiful world.
I used to sin, then the Lord came in.
It's a great, big, beautiful world. When you're happy, the love of Jesus shines.
It's a bird, all right. It's Preacher Pigeon.
Ah!
Hi, gang. I just heard the music, so I thought I'd drop in.
Carrying any messages for us?
Just one. I'm going to show you how to praise the Lord with your feet.
With our feet?
Watch this.
Oh, my goodness.
Dancing, Pigeon?
Look at that. All right.
Yay!
Here we go, mates.
It's a great, big, beautiful world God made for you and me. It's a great, big,
it's a beautiful world.
It's a beautiful sight to see. When you're happy, the love of Jesus shines so bright, it makes this great.
Positively ultra extraordinary, without a doubt, a super duper beautiful sight.
Thank you! Glory! Praise the Lord, man! Thank you very much!
God has made a great, big, beautiful world, and we praise Him. He has done all things well, and He does all things well. We praise Him for His creative power, we praise Him for His wisdom, we praise Him for His loving kindness, which is eternal, and we praise Him for His compassion. Remember, the Bible says in today's Bible time, based on Luke chapter 7, that Jesus had compassion for the mother whose son had died. And so he stopped the funeral, and he said to the dead body of the young man lying in the coffin, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And he did. This is the maker of life. This is the giver of life in action. And today, the Lord Jesus Christ brings us from being dead in our sins, dead in our transgressions, to alive in Him. Praise His holy name. Today's verse to remember, Psalm 63:3, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise thee." Psalm 63:3, a good verse to remember. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. Well, look at this. A little note. Mr. Nick, climb in and put your head against the headrest.
boy. Well, I've learned not to ask any questions. I think I'll just climb up into this thing and... remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. Is this the go button?